speaking of Michigan, let's talk about Michigan football. Jim Brandstatter, voice of the Wolverines. Last time we talked, there wasn't a lot of optimism. We were wondering would they play in January or February. And Brandy, here we are. Michigan football is back.
Pretty amazing. I remember you and I talking, and I said to you, when was the last time a politician said they made a mistake? And you and I said, it's never going to happen. Well, look at how smart we were. It happened. The pressure, I think, parents, players, and I think the fact that, the medical people came up and convinced them that they've got a fast test, that they can manage this thing within the football buildings around the conference, that they decided they would go ahead and do it. Plus, the fact that they were hemorrhaging cash, I think all played a part in why we came back.
So now when you look at the football side of this and you look at who Michigan has lost with Mayfield and Ambry Thomas and Nico Collins gone and McCaffrey transferring, how different will this Michigan football team be when they start that weekend of October 23rd, 24th compared to the Michigan football team we would have witnessed start earlier this month?
I don't think it's significantly different. We knew going in, no matter what, that it was going to be a remake in the offensive line. So other than Mayfield, we knew that was going to be brand new. We also knew there was competition for quarterback, and it was either going to be Milton or McCaffrey. But the fact that now it appears it's Milton, just that confirms that he's done enough to win the job. I think that the secondary, the way Don Brown plays, it's kind of interchangeable parts. I think Ambry Thomas, yeah, he's going to be missed, but I think they've got youngsters that are coming up that are extremely good, that are playing well, and a youngster last year that was a freshman, Dax Hill, he could very well become a dominant player and help cover for some of the losses. So name-wise, yeah, there's going to be some differences. But from a performance standpoint, I'm not really sure it's any real different than what we expected to see if we'd opened up in August and September.
Yeah, I think the realistic expectations going back to the offseason and even before the pandemic hit, Jim, that I didn't look at this team like I did a year ago where I thought they could contend for the Big Ten title.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that is you're breaking in a brand-new quarterback, a guy without a lot of experience, whether it was McCaffrey or Milton. And a new offensive line. And I think that those two things would kind of, anybody would look at that and say, yeah, you know, maybe we reserve judgment on that until we see them play for a few weeks before we decide whether they're a quote-unquote, you know, a contender for the crown. At the beginning of the season, I don't think you could do that. I think you're accurate on that.
Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football. They'll be back weekend of October 23rd, 24th. I know yesterday we heard a couple of days for the schedule. My guess would be Monday. I don't know if they want to release it tomorrow going into a weekend. Are you hearing anything on when we'll get a Michigan Big Ten football schedule?
No, I'm not. And to be quite honest with you, I think it's probably already somewhere in somebody's computer. They did not go and make this whole presentation to the presidents and not have an idea of what they were going to do. So I think probably it's 90% done. It's just they're putting the finishing touches on it in regards to, you know, venues, things, where they're going to go, where they're going to play, if there's any hiccups in the system, where could it change. I just think that and I agree with you, I think Monday would be a good day for the Big Ten to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. It may slip and it may sneak out like the return to play did in Nebraska and kind of force the hand of the Big Ten to go early, but I think if everybody keeps quiet about it, I think you're right about Monday we'll get.
Actually, the Big Ten Network's going to have the hot mic moment of the week, and every school president gets to be caught on the mic.
The hot mic moment. You know, hey, wait a minute now. I think we got a sponsor for that. It's Icy Hot. Prevents presented.
Look at Brandy. Look at, he's already, this is like mid-season. They've already played four games.
I know.
Hey, I told everybody when you called Deerdorf, you guys were crying like you got engaged when you heard football was back.
It was, but I'm sitting here thinking, if this is what I do, they during games, and your icy hot. Hot mic of the week is in this week. Let's go to a brought to you by Icy Hot.
We got Jim Harbaugh. He doesn't know the mic is on. And again, we have our delay button we're going to hit 43 times.
you never know what's going to happen in broadcasting.
No, you never know, man. It's like being up 23-6 at the end of three quarters and you think you have a W.
Oh, man. It's not amazing. I mean, it's how often in.
Is he walking through the big house tunnel? Are you walking through the big house tunnel right now?
No, I'm not. Do I sound like it?
Yeah, you're breaking up when I dropped that little Lions end of three quarter score.
Oh, I just said how many times can they rip your heart out?
Where do I begin? 1,080.
Well, I told somebody yesterday, I was talking to him, and I said, hey, we could have the same conversation about the Lions and how they go. 10 years ago, and some guy looked at me and he goes, how about 25 years ago? And I went, okay, see, you win.
I'll raise you, and I'll take 91 after they destroy the Cowboys at the Silver Dome, and I'm thinking there's no way the Redskins are going to beat them, and they did.
And they got not only beat them, they got absolutely drunk.
They totally.
I remember after that game talking to Chris Spielman. Chris Spielman was mad. He was so mad because the Redskins were like, at the end of the game, they were on like the 5-yard line going in, and they took a knee. And Spielman was livid because he said, we're out there to play football. So what? They had a big lead. I don't care what you lose by, what you win by. And I said, Chris, it's over. I mean, that just shows you his competitive spirit.
I think if you looked at last Sunday with the Lions ripping our hearts out, that you could put together a book. An online article couldn't even list it because you'd run out of web space.
You could do a book. You know, there isn't a server that big.
That's what I'm saying. Hello, Mr. Gates. Yeah, we need a server for Lions fan for the rip our heart out. It's a new John U. Bacon book.
I don't know. Is there anything bigger than terabytes?
I don't know. I really don't get into the prehistoric stuff. That might be you like Jurassic Park. I don't get into terabytes. I love them. You know what? It's good to have football back. I really don't care what Michigan does this year. I don't have expectations. This is a bonus 9-game run I didn't see coming. I'm serious.
I kind of agree with you. You know what? Everybody. We can complain, we can talk, we can do all this stuff, but let's look where we were a month ago. Nothing. And now we know we're going to see college football in the fall of 2020. To me, that's a win-win every day.
You know what is that? And he's got a little song for his website, Who Can Bring Back Football? Make it happen again, the Brandy Show can.
The Brandy Man can.
There you
absolutely
go. The Brandy Show can.
That can. The Brandy.
Well, the
show
BrandyShow.com can. That's where your podcast.
Podcast this week with Jerry Hanlon, one of the great Michigan coaches of all time.
What does he say about this team?
You know, we didn't talk about this team coming up because we did. We taped this before the whole pandemic and everything. I talked to Jerry last year. But he does read his letter that he writes to the seniors every year before Ohio State. Talks about college football. Talks about how they're teaching the game and how it's so different. And not as, I don't think, technically what I would call correct or technically good as the players were years ago. Because the game has evolved into a passing game and you don't have this the ability to other than the service academies, who run the triple option where you actually run block and you get out and knock people off the ball. It's now just a hug and push. And he's mad that, you know, the stances, some of the techniques that college football is teaching these days. But I told him, I said, Jerry, this is what they do in the NFL too. And that's obviously the next step. So, but it's a great talk. It's about the history of the game and where it's gone and some of the great stories and some of the great people Jerry knew over the years.
You can listen to all the podcasts at thebrandyshow.com. That's brandyshow.com. Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Brandy, good to have Michigan football back, and we'll catch up before the opener.
I look forward to it, Bill. Be well.
All right, yeah. So he's saying Monday, too. I think it'll be Monday. But when I say that, it'll be tomorrow. I know how it works.